Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take some pictures, celebrate the birthdays of Mr. Wizard, Wyoming, and Joseph Wardell, and play some records for no particular reason. Yesterday, July 12th, marked the birth in 1854 in Waterville, New York, of inventor George Eastman. In 1880, he founded the Eastman Dry Plate and Film Company and introduced his first Kodak camera in 1888, making photography possible for amateurs. In 1892, the company was reorganized as the Eastman Kodak Company, one of the first to introduce profit sharing for employees. Eastman and his mother came up with the name Kodak because it was short, couldn't be mispronounced, and didn't resemble any other name. In 1900, he introduced the Brownie camera, which sold for $1 and was intended for use by children. By 1924, he had amassed a fortune of more than $150 million, half of which he gave away. George Eastman died on March 14, 1932. So here to commemorate George Eastman and Kodak are some rapidly rotating records about pictures, beginning with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders.
Picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Life's a dream come true. Since you sighed and whispered my name, my life is bound around you. Just like an empty frame on a shelf in a dismal room. Life didn't mean a thing by myself. But now, my sweet, it's all so complete, for you're the picture and I'm the frame that holds your tender charm. May we stay forever the same, don't ever leave my arms.
Just meant for me to adore. You're the model of perfection. The others are only copies of you. Can't you see the only thing that worries me? I wonder if you're too good to be true. Your eyes, your hair, you're a perfect color scheme. You're much too fair. You must have stepped out of a dream. You're as pretty as a picture, a beautiful exhibition of art. When I say you fairly take my breath away, just picture what you have done to my heart.
Baby Rose Marie, who was not quite 9 years old when that recording of Take a Picture of the Moon was made on March 10, 1932, with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Before that, it was Al Boley with Giraldo and his orchestra on December 16, 1938, and You're as Pretty as a Picture, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Edamson. That was preceded by Fats Waller in his rhythm and You're the Picture, I'm the Frame, recorded by Victor on June 24, 1935. We begin this picture set of songs with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders and If I Had a Talking Picture of You from November 23, 1929. The vocalist is unidentified. I'm identified as Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, July 12th, marked the birth in 1909 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Joseph Wardell. Doesn't ring a bell? How about his stage name, Joe DiRita? No? Well, Joe DiRita was best known as the sixth member of the Three Stooges, Curly Joe. He came from a show business family and was a comedian in vaudeville in the 20s. During World War II, he joined the USO and performed in Britain and France with celebrities including Bing Crosby and Randolph Scott. After Curly Howard suffered a stroke, he was replaced by his and Moe's brother, Shemp Howard, but when Shemp died in 1955, he was replaced by Joe Besser, who was with the act for 2.5 years and made 16 theatrical shorts. When Joe Besser had to quit because of his wife's ill health, Moe asked Joe DiRita to join the act, which he did in 1958. Since Columbia Pictures was no longer making shorts, the trio made a number of feature films, including Have Rocket Will Travel and Snow White and the Three Stooges. Curly Joe was with the Stooges for 12 years and died on July 3, 1993. So here to commemorate Curly Joe DiRita, here is a set of Curly songs, beginning with Harry Barth. Thank you.
just yesterday. How I wish that you were near. Sweet things to say, with me to stray. Every time I hear your voice, so soft and low, it thrills me so. All I ever do is to think of you all the whole day long. Not because your hair is curly, not because your eyes are blue. I want you to know, my little dearie, you're the sweetest little chum I ever knew. There's something in your style and a manner that seems to tell me true. That's the reason that I love you, 'cause it's you, just you. You look awful good to me, you bet you do, and that is true. You're the only one I see, so don't you mind, I'll not go blind. Keep a cozy corner, dear, for little me, yes, little me. I want you to know that I love you so, you're the only one for me. Not because your hair is curly, not because your eyes are blue. I want you to know, my little dearie, you're the sweetest little chum I ever knew. There's something in your style and manner that seems to tell me true. That's the reason that I love you, 'cause it's you, just you.
Thank you.
From August 19, 1935, Henry Hall and the BBC Orchestra with Dan Donovan providing the vocal on Curly Head. Before that, from more than 100 years ago, all the way back on September 12, 1906, we heard Billy Murray with Not Because Your Hair Is Curly. That was written by Bob Adams, who also brought us Mother Pin a Rose on Me and Won't You Let Me Put My Arms Around You. We began that set of Curly songs with Harry Barth's orchestra, credited on the label of that Pathé Actuel 78 as the Terrace Novelty Orchestra, and Curly Locks from June of 1926.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Quick, what state of the Union has the smallest population? That's right, Wyoming, admitted to the Union on July 10, 1890, as the 44th state. Wyoming is an Algonquin Indian word meaning large prairie place. Wyoming's capital is Cheyenne, the state flower is Indian paintbrush, and the state bird is the meadowlark. Wyoming is called the Equality State because in 1869 it was the first state to grant women the right to vote. So to commemorate Wyoming's statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records with a decidedly Western flavor about Wyoming.
Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, for it's there that my heart's at home. In the night, let me rest with the blue sky from a ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes stealing from the hills where my heart's at home. Wake with a song, wake with the sun, saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done. Let me live on the range where a man has room to roam in and dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming, in the hills of old Wyoming. Wyoming. Thank you.
above. Oh, how I wish I could see her. Oh, how I wish I could be somewhere in old Wyoming with a girl who waits for me.
I guess they're kind of busy, 'cause they didn't seem to know that I was there.
He was there.
Then I went to old Montana and I met a gal named Annie. She rolled her eyes just like a dying calf. When I asked her about a wedding, her face began to redden, and all she'd done was look at me and laugh.
Laugh and laugh.
Laugh and laugh. Laugh and laugh.
Oh,
she told me no, but that was only half.
Only half.
'Cause she said, young man, you blundered. My husband weighs 200, and I didn't know she had a better half.
Better half.
Across the ocean, and I thought I'd show old London what was what.
What was what?
When I got off at Southampton, my poor old toes got tramped on, so I guess I'm not as smart as what I thought.
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
I'd never dare to tell just what I thought.
What he thought?
'Cause there might be ladies near me, and if they should ever hear me, I know darn well they'd want to have me shot.
Have him shot.
Carson Robison and his Pioneers with his own composition, I Was Born in Old Wyoming. Well, as a matter of fact, Carson Robison was born in Oswego, Kansas, and not Wyoming, but I guess I Was Born in Old Kansas just doesn't sound quite as nostalgic. That was preceded by Chick Bullock and Somewhere in Old Wyoming. Somewhere in Old Wyoming was written by Saul Lesser and Will Hevlin. We began our tribute to Wyoming with Tex Ritter singing and accompanying himself on guitar with Roy Smick on steel guitar and The Hills of Old Wyoming from October 16, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and I've never been to Wyoming, but the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, July 10th, marked the birth in 1917 in Waconia, Minnesota, of Don Herbert, better known as Mr. Wizard. He graduated from La Crosse State Teachers College in Wisconsin and was a B-24 bomber pilot during World War II. After the war, he worked at a Chicago radio station, and his weekly half-hour show, Watch Mr. Wizard, debuted on the NBC affiliate in Chicago on March 3, 1951. By 1954, it was broadcast on 91 stations and ran until 1965. Herbert developed a new version of the show called Mr. Wizard's World, which was broadcast on Nickelodeon from 1984 to 1990. Don Herbert died on June 12, 2007. So, to commemorate Mr. Wizard, we have some wizards of our own, beginning with Richard M. Jones.
Thank you.
Blythe's Washboard Wizards with Jimmy Blythe on piano and Johnny Dodds on clarinet and Oriental Man. W.E. Burton played Washboard on that March 30, 1928 recording on the Vocalion label. Before that, it was Jimmy Bertrand's Washboard Wizards, also with Jimmy Blythe and Johnny Dodds, but Jimmy Bertrand on Washboard on 47th Street Stomp. That's from May 29, 1926. We begin that Wizard set with Richard M. Jones and his Jazz Wizards. Now, there were any number of Richard M. Jones records I could have played, but I just had to play Tickle Britches, recorded in Chicago on February 8, 1929. Richard M. Jones played piano, and there were not one but two clarinets, Artie Starks and Omer Simeon. Clarence Black played violin on that recording, and Tickle Britches was written by Richard M. Jones.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason is Willard Robison's Deep River Orchestra.
Thank you. wake up each morning singing merrily. Hi ho the merry old, as long as she loves me. I can laugh at troubles, I'm happy as can be. Hi ho the merry old, as long as she loves me. Just like a rooster, I keep crowing. She started something and she's got me going. Bring on all your bundles, bring them COD. Hi ho the merry old, as long as she loves me.
Thank you.
We began this edition of For No Particular Reason with Willard Robison's Deep River Orchestra and American Suite No. 3, one of a series of mood pieces he recorded in the late 20s. Next, it was Ben Selvin as the Knickerbockers on May 10, 1926, and Hi Ho the Mario. Hi Ho the Mario was composed by Con Conrad with the lyric by Lou Brown and Benny Davis, and was followed by Harry Bidgood and his Broadcasters and Deep River from September 7, 1927. The vocalist there was John Thorne, and Deep River was written by Eddie Green and Will Handy. We finished up with the Roof Garden Orchestra, a Sam Lannon group, and Sing a Happy Little Thing from 1930. The band also recorded a vocal version as by the Ipana Troubadours. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.